Hey, sorry about that. When a guy calls
okay.
that owes you $100,000 and you you haven't been able to get in touch with him in a hot minute.
Get hold of him. I gotta go.
I'm so sorry.
I gotta go.
But it was good. It was good. He's got a lot of he's got money coming. All right, so Carat 50 JSI2 XXX GIA is only $4,200 your cost. So you're going from 8mm down to 7.3. I'd rather help you sell your street buy, but
wait,
if it's the higher...
Tell me what this is, again.
Round Brilliant.
Yep.
1.52 JSI2,
okay.
So same quality as what he bought, pretty much, right?
Yep.
GIA, XXX, your net cost is $4,256.
Okay.
Cheap. Insane. But if we go to, like, 170, well, that's just what they are now.
Well,
diamonds are 40%.
Well, no, because we have one of your 150s out. Oh.
Higher clarity.
You know what? We have, I'm just getting confused. My brain's getting mushed.
You're okay.
Do you have, like, some, because here's the, I mean, I get what you're saying, 4,200, but the problem is I also need to put the mounting in it.
Right. And how much is the mounting?
I have to put another, cost, it's like $550. And so $600.
Oh, that's not bad.
Pay to set it. Right.
Yeah.
This one. So, I mean,
well, how much do you
find something even at like, 38 or something?
Oh,
you know?
Geez.
So,
no.
140. Well, did you just say that was the 4,200? So I'm trying to squeeze a little bit.
Well, the problem is it's, I mean, yeah, hold on. Well, here. What the hell's wrong with this diamond? Not a thing. not a thing. 142, JSI1. Very good, excellent,
okay.
Very good. It's only 7 millimeters, so it's going to look a lot smaller.
Yep.
A millimeter smaller.
Yep.
3373.
Okay, so that would be a good one to just have as a backup from this
free
buy.
So I'll send you that one.
Like,
and we're shipping Saturday for free, so we can do that. I'm also going to send you a cheaper care and a half, though, if you don't have a cheaper care and a half.
Yes.
And that'll be memo. Please. That'll be memo. You should have gotten the 1-carat rounds.
Did we get the 1-carat rounds, guys?
And the 3-carat.
We should have gotten them.
Well, hold on. Let me run the track.
I don't think so.
And then 3-carat total weight.
We only got the report of the invoice. That's why I was like, what?
On FedEx. No, I get you. And you gotta listen. I understand that sometimes it gets like frustrating, but you're never stuck with anything, and I always take care of you. So it's
I know. I don't know if I told you this, but my mother-in-law's in the ICU right now, and we thought we had to pull the plug this morning. So it's been a
stressful
couple of days. I'm like on and off. Like, you know, you get foggy brain. You just get shit just happened.
Was
so
this something that was...
And then the guy called about the 2-carat, and I'm like, fucking A.
Dude,
can
I commiserate with you?
Yeah, please.
So, because misery loves company. I sold a 270 Emerald Cut 2 weeks ago, right? No, I think it was 3 weeks ago. Beautiful diamond, $24,000. Perfect diamond, sold. I get a call back the week after it was sold. Hey, they've been around, they want to see G. I'm like, no problem. Here's a 256, G, VS2, gorgeous diamond. He calls me back. So, mind you, I have committed to the 270 because I didn't own it. I had to buy it, right? 2 weeks go by. I think everything's fine. This switches up. I send him a 256 GVS2, gorgeous. He says, well, you know, I sold somebody else's GVS1. And I'm like,
so frustrating.
I want to murder you. Right, and then it just kind of snowballed there of this fell through, that fell through, but that's our life. And know what we do? We pick ourselves up and we go find out. That's an old Andy thing: is you never had it, right? You never had it. Go find something else. And that's what's nice about our industry. So, but I'm sorry to hear about your mother-in-law. Has she been in the hospital long?
I don't know what's long, you know? So she went in the first weekend in November, and it was because her blood pressure. They couldn't figure out her medicine. And so she was not in ICU. She was just there, you know? They were figuring out her medicine, and she unfortunately had went in on a Friday, which means you get shitty doctors over the weekend, so you have to stay till Monday, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't think too much of it. So they changed up her medicine. And then she was at home. Now, mind you, she has polio, so she's kind of been struggling with pain and over the last year or so with her back and just muscles in general, because she's getting post-polio. And so then she had she's had stints and she has a pacemaker. And so now she went in on the 19th to see a regular cardiologist, and she was like, I'm good, I'm fine. And literally that was on a Wednesday, and then Monday of before Thanksgiving, she went in, and they're like, she was like hour away from being sepsis at this point. And all of a sudden she must have gotten something that infected her lungs. And so now she was in, and she seemed great on Thanksgiving. My husband's been going up every day. She's been there for 10 days. Right.
Oh, that's a good
going
sign.
On 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But so he went on Thursday, and I haven't really gone up much because I was like, she's fine. She'll get out of this, right?
Yeah.
Well, then Sunday morning they called us and said they were putting her on, intubating her. Her oxygen was getting worse. All of a sudden she just turned. It was like weird.
Yeah.
So they put her in ICU and intubated her, which then we were like, okay, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Well, it's just been up and down roller coaster, you know, emotionally. So then I went up 2 days yesterday morning for the first time because he goes up every morning at 9 o'clock. They do the doctor's round. So they give us all these updates and stuff, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just, and then he gets a call last night at 7 o'clock and they're like, we need to talk about,
palliative care.
So then we were like, holy shit. Like, so
I hate when they do that, but they have to.
My friend.
It's like that next step, and it's like a scare tactic. It's kind of like, why are we talking about this? Like, my brother was in the ICU for 2 months. And
why?
He was hit by a semi. This was years ago. This was 20 years ago. He was hit by a semi his first day of college. And he was in the ICU, and they were talking about, like, how he's not going to make it or how he's going to be vegetable. And, like, they have to tell you that.
Jeez.
And now he's fine. Well, he's disabled, but he's alive, and that was 20 years ago. But they have to, like, they intubate her.
Yeah.
So they have to tell you about, all right, well, this is potential next steps.
Yeah, so then it's just been, like, but his brother lives in North Carolina, you know, and so Mark's been, like, he's the youngest.
Do they come up?
And what's that?
Do they come up right now? Should they be on their way?
It's been just this back and forth, and then when we were there yesterday morning, on top of it, she AFibbed, and then, which was the first time, and of course everybody comes running in.
Yep.
Her heart dropped, like she was, so then.
Not fun to be around.
Yeah. It's scary. So then it's just very emotional. So then you find yourself being like crazy.
Well,
like,
and in the meantime, you're trying to run a jewelry store.
Yeah.
It's busy season of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And his business has been just spiral going down this whole year. Like, he's lost his project manager because his wife died of breast cancer at 44. And then, like, his main number one sales lady right now is going through, like, this really horrible divorce. So she's just been, like,
not focused.
And his other PM that, like, has been there, like, as a backup, but, like, is now his main PM, is going through divorce and just lost his dad on hospice. Like,
what is going on? Oh,
hell?
My gosh.
It's
when
so
it rains,
weird.
It pours.
Too little in our little world. It's wow. It's just been
it makes you
put this on my husband right now, he's just literally, like, falling apart.
It.
And he's not, like, that kind of person.
Right.
But both of his brothers are, like, kind of leaning on him for everything, too, which is really frustrating because it's, like,
Get your ass up here.
Yeah.
Help.
So I looked at Mark yesterday. I said, you're calling Mike, and you're telling him he needs to come up here. Like,
yeah, 1,000%. Get your ass up here and start helping out. My best friend just went through this with his mother just passed away, like 2 months ago, and that was a long heart. But that's why I asked how long, because she was in and out of the hospital for like 4 years, and just she had MS and what's the lung one?
Hers is
COPD?
Like ARDS. Yeah, it is basically. That's another version of it, but it's like.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We just were going over all these words this morning. ARSD something. I don't know.
But it's terrible. But like he has the point I was trying to get to is his brother lives in Tennessee and his brother's an absolute piece of shit and drives me nuts. Like even me, like they came to the funeral and I wanted to punch him in the throat. You know, and I'm not even related. You know, it's kind of like you want to fight for your friend. You're like,
well,
I know you can't, but I could.
They're decent humans. They're not bad asshole people. It's just the reality that like why are you put like you know it's like.
It's easy.
I think because they're
why.
Just both,
yeah.
Like, one of them is a pessimist, which is his oldest, and he's like this, oh my gosh, she's done, she's dead. Like,
right,
and
well, then get your ass up here.
North, and he won't come, he doesn't want to see her like that, he refuses. So the oldest will not
That's
even
weak.
Come up now that she's an IC. Yeah, I think so too. And yeah. Then the middle brother that lives in North Carolina is like, he's like Mr. Positive, optimistic, she's fine, she's fine,
like the opposite.
Fine. And we're kind of like, the ones that are trying to be realistic, like,
well, you're there.
You
see
all the
see
different
it.
Doctor views, like, of perspectives, and it's like, oh my God. So it's just been, like, emotional, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so whiplashing.
Yep.
Like, it's stupid.
And then customers giving you a hard time, and you don't have the threshold for it, and then it's a pain in the ass.
Which he was super nice about it, and I felt bad, because I'm like, well, did I try to pressure you into something? I didn't feel like I was doing that. So then
right.
I got mad at you.
I know. It's fine. That's
like
why I kind of laughed. I was like,
the FedEx guy literally just dropped off the invoice in the report and I wanted to shove it on the FedEx guy. No, just kidding.
Oh, poor guy. No, listen, 30,000 feet. Always remember, like, there's nothing that, it's all liquid. You know what I mean? So, but, yeah. But hang in there. I'll get you this carrot 40 and a carrot and a half for tomorrow. And just try and get him in and be like, hey, and not for nothing, if he wants to be at 10 now, we can just upgrade him down the road.
That's what I told him. I said, just stay with natural and stay as big as we can go. And
right.
Like, I said, she can reset it. Like, even if she doesn't want, if she wants all the bling on the side and, like, a bigger freaking mounting for $5,000.
You're saving yourself, right. You're also saving
a lab grown in that.
Right. And
like, I don't
like,
want to.
Yeah, that would be.
He understands.
Way cheaper.
He's a business owner. Like
yeah.
He's like, I know. It's like you know, telling people about their drywall and why it's this price.
Yeah, kind of. But hang in there. Let me just text me if you need anything. And I'm literally at my desk. I mean, I wasn't, but
so
I got.
So what's here's my big question to you.
Yeah.
What's the point when you are memoing anything out because you just want it in people's stores?
What do you mean?
Being there. Well, because there's like, I asked you for the 3-carat total weight studs, but then two other things that I feel like we could use this time of year is on memo is a Riviera and a bigger tennis bracelet because the only tennis bracelets I have are
how
like
big?
Tiny. I don't know, something realistic, not super big for us, but
like five.
Something bigger than what I have. Yeah.
Do you
ever do those like illusion ones?
Shit, I got illusions. I mean you can have illusions if you want. They're not if you could sell illusions,
that's what
I
sold last year.
That'd be
I
great.
It was only a 3 or 4 carat total weight, but it looked like a 6. People really they liked it here.
Let me
because they also felt like it gave it durability.
Well, no, we
so
remember
like
that kind of stuff.
That's
we're turning inventory a lot quicker because everything's a lot leaner. And it's like
I know, I get it. That's why
yeah.
I'm asking you, though.
Yeah,
I just don't
yeah.
want you to send it and then have me have to ship it out next week. And it's like,
no, I get you. Well,
that,
the illusions. The illusions, I think. Hold on, let me see how many I have.
Well, if you could do one of each so that people can see it, you know, where it's like a 4-carat.
Oh, my God. Here's a 4-carat.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. I've got illusions that'll come to you, too.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then if you have, like, either a that tennis necklace that you sent was beautiful. I never even put it out, to be honest. It was on a tray because I had time, but I didn't show it.
Well, that's why we don't send it if it doesn't get out in the case.
Well, no, Garrett.
I know,
Here's what I do. I qualify people, and then I think it's super special and fun when I bring shit out.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
right.
Let me show you something.
Look at this piece.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So it
no,
just
I get
depends
you.
On, like, tiptoeing. Cause
yeah,
sometimes
I gotcha.
I was just
messing with you.
I would put it out, though.
I know.
Now.
Yeah,
but because
I
don't want to go through the work either, and then, like I said, have to pull it all out and do it next week to send it back. So if
no,
I know
so,
I can keep it, it's, like, out there, and it's, like, You know what I mean? Like,
the tennis bracelet's no problem. The only thing that I could see having to pull back is the necklace or a... And again, it all depends. I'm not going to send you something I only have one of. You know
okay.
what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm smart about it. It's the other things that...
Well,
and
our guys' night is next Thursday, which is
okay.
the 11th. We have a guys' night.
Oh,
and,
shit, that's my mother's birthday. You just reminded me. I forgot my mom was born in December. Yeah. What, Tammy?
Birthdays. You can't do that.
Tammy
to
just,
retailers.
Tammy just gave me looks. She'll get something. I'll take her out to eat. I'm so dead though. Like, but I've got buddies and stuff. Like, I got a guy flying in from. He moved to Texas. He's like, hey, I'm gonna be in town on the 13th. What are you doing? I'm like,
you know,
that's a Saturday. I'm working.
I'm working.
Yeah. You know, can you pick me up from the airport? I'm like, first of all, you asshole. The only time I hear from you is when you want to ride from the airport, and you live like an hour away, so the answer is no.
Yeah.
And then I got a buddy that tonight's like, hey, we got tickets to the symphony, you want to go? And I'm like, no, I'm here tomorrow.
No.
I'm gonna go sit in a room full of hacking sick people, you know,
ew.
And then I'm going to get sick. And I'm like, while I would love to enjoy the holidays with my friends, working sick is 10 times worse.
It's not fun.
No.
Terrible.
So, yeah. So let's stay healthy. We'll stay optimists. We'll get this guy into a natural. And I'll send you some goodies for tomorrow. Because we ship for free. All right? So Saturday you'll get them.
Cool.
All right, homie?
Okay, homie.
And again, if you need to text me, I know this can be stressful. It can be, you know, if you just need to vent, call me. Okay.
Okay,
it's the truth to God, you know, that is, you know, sometimes just a random person that isn't involved is way better than talking to somebody who's already heard it a million times and doesn't want to hear it again, you know. And also, tell Missy to stop looking at Marquise.
She's probably helping me try to find something for Adele still, because I don't think she's lost.
Oh, what did I send you? Didn't I send you another one? Oh, you still bad.
Yeah, that came back with the oval.
Yeah,
that
the
came
J
back
I
with
won.
The package this week. Yeah.
No, I thought I had a different one.
It was such a terrible cut. You
no,
haven't sent me anything else.
Okay, then I thought I had a different one. There was a marquee that came in. So Mike went to Israel, bought $1 million in goods, couldn't find a single emerald or marquee.
Wow.
It wasn't until after that he found a marquee. And I think it's like the discount is like non-existent. Yeah, it went out yesterday. Oh, Tammy shipped it. It's pretty, but it's $12,000. You know what I mean? It's not.
Did we order food, guys? Why are we sitting here? I'm like, why are we sitting here? We're waiting for burgers.
Go get your burger. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.